And welcome to this week's Be in the Know. And a first-time guest here, but not a first-time visitor to the station, Tricia Stiller. She's the Executive Director of the Downtown Bloomington Association. Hi, Tricia.
Good morning, Jamie.
We have a couple of things to talk to you about, at least. Coming up this weekend, busy weekend for you. Friday, it's a first Friday.
It is a first Friday. We love to have people come check us out, and that's the whole purpose behind First Friday. Our businesses are open a little bit longer, so those of you think, oh, downtown closes at 5 o'clock.
No.
I say nay, nay. You need to come downtown, come to the city center and check us out.
And there's a lot of businesses in downtown Bloomington, so it's not just like the bars. There's a lot going on in downtown Bloomington.
We are a city center that never sleeps. We are
right.
A 24/7 district. There is, you know, a very active business component that's there. We are loaded with lawyers and accountants and personal services, and that's our daytime population. We also have lots of arts and culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's all day long. We have our Museum of History, obviously, that's launching their brand new clothesline project right now, which is an awareness campaign with the YWCA, and you need to check it out because they're offering free admission.
Oh, nice.
To get you to come in and check that out. And then, of course, the art galleries are 38 retailers. A lot of people are like, 38? Really? Yes.
If you walk around, you see them all, and you're like,
around,
whoa.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times, and I love it. It never gets old when we have new eyes to the downtown, and even people who are showing folks around, they just look up and go, well, when did that get there? Hey, guess what? They're celebrating their 40th year
downtown. It's been there a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah. So and we love that. There's always something new to discover, new people to meet, and we love. That's why we do, again, that's why we extend our hours every first Friday,
mm-hmm.
so that you can come out and get to know us.
And make sure you take a picture with President Lincoln while you're down there.
Absolutely. Honest Dave loves company, and he's just waiting right there in front of the Museum of History's Visitor Center, the main entrance there on Washington Street.
Yeah, you rarely see him alone.
No. He's a happening dude, that Abe.
Yes. Okay, so that's your Friday night. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday...
Saturday is the big day.
Yes.
You know, local foodies beware. It is the opening day of our outdoor farmers market season, May 6th at 7:30 a.m. We will ring the cowbell and all vendor booths will be open. And we're very excited because, you know, we're proud to say that this is the 20th year that the farmers market will be on the square. See, look at that.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So for 20 years, we have been providing this community with access to local foods, and we're very, very proud of that, and look for a lot of wonderful new additions this season.
And it's not just a place to go get carrots and zucchini. Like, there is so much stuff you can buy there at the farmer's market.
So much. We intersperse artists into our market.
Mm-hmm.
So you can meet local painters, local artisans who make jewelry or do glass blowing. And we also invite community organizations to come share a little bit about their organizations and what they do. We have a kids zone that's always filled with fun things.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we have a new sponsor, Children's Hospital of Illinois. And
oh, nice.
So, yeah, so we all always have the fun balloon guy who, you know, the line for him is longer than the line for...
He is so good.
You know, right?
How does he do that stuff?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So we've got the fun balloon guy. We've got face painting. We've got baked goods. So, you know, don't worry about not having time for breakfast because 7:30 is an early start
mm-hmm.
on a Saturday because we got you covered. We've
right.
got muffins. We've got pastries. We've got coffee. You just need to come to the farmer's market.
Right. And it takes up how many blocks?
It's 3 square blocks.
Okay.
So we surround the Museum of History. So we're on Main, Jefferson, and Center Streets. And our retailers and our businesses are open. So if you come to the market and you find yourself getting hungry around lunchtime, Elroy's and McGuire's are right there on the square. They've got you covered. You could go up to Kelly's Bakery. Just check it out. Do a lot of shopping. You know, convenient,
right.
free parking on street and in the Market Street parking deck. So there's no excuse not to come downtown.
Right. And you mentioned free parking. Sometimes the traffic around there, like you close the roads, obviously.
We do close the streets. Uh-huh.
So just kind of plan for different roots.
You know, your best option truly is to use the Market Street parking deck. It's free, it's safe, it's well lit, and it's a block away
right.
from where all the action is, and you can leave your car there all day. You can, you know, you could, you know, like I said, do the market, grab lunch or brunch, whichever right. your options are. And then, you know, later in the afternoon when you've done some shopping, your car will still be there and you'll be able to head on home. So that's what we would recommend.
Okay, and it's going to be great weather this weekend, right? Did you plan that?
Oh, you know. Yep. You know, I just have a on speed dial. I've got, you know, the weather bug on the speed dial. No, we're looking forward to it. It's just really, you know, we didn't have a very severe winter, so no. I can't complain. But, you know, the market season really is, you know, the first, you know, coming out of hibernation in full force, you know, mm-hmm. you bring your dog and you take it for a nice walk. And we also have, you know, vendors at our market that have gourmet pet treats.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes, I bought several there for my little puppies.
So, yeah, and it's just it's a fun way to get, like, hiya neighbor, kind of get reacquainted and get caught up and be social again. And it's great to see our city full of so many people. It's mm-hmm. wonderful.
And anything else that we need to know about for this summer? Like anything we need to get in our phone and put down on our calendars to just kind of set aside dates for?
Well, aside from those two things, you know, First Fridays is a given. So it's mm-hmm. the first Friday of every single month, rain or shine, winter, spring, summer, fall. And every Saturday from now and through the end of October, those better be in your calendar right. already, Jamie.
They are.
But we also, you know, we're also launching a brand new super cool event in June, which is our Cogs and Corsets steampunk happening.
Ooh.
We thought this would be a really neat idea for a First Friday theme. And so we were going to keep it in that First Friday parameter, and it just exploded. The level of support and enthusiasm from the community and from all over the Midwest has forced us really, and nobody's complaining, to expand this to a 3-day convention. And it's the first time we've dipped our toe in waters this deep. But it's been thrilling, and we've got a great committee of folks who are putting all the details together for us. And look for that. If you don't know what steampunk is, we have a website, cogsandcorsetsil.com, that has all the schedule that you could check out. And there's also a whole lot of information on Wikipedia and other sources. So, but it really, in a nutshell, it's, you know, kind of a wonderful blending of Victoria era fashion and the advent of steam technology. So it's like a historic science fiction kind of merging, and it's really, really cool.
Sounds like Doctor Who.
And it, you know, actually, Doctor Who, I think there was a Castle episode where Castle and Beckett went to a steampunk party, right? So it's out there. Some movies have used that theme, the Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, those are really good.
That, you know, that component. So now you're going, oh, yeah, that. I didn't know it had a name. It does, and it's steampunk. So look for that in June. We're also hard at work on an Oktoberfest this year.
Oh, nice.
So this fall we'll have an outdoor festival. We're working with our bar owners to incorporate some sort of fun activity to go along with beer, music, and all the fun things you do at harvest time. So, and that's, again, brand new. So our goal is to get people to come downtown often, and whatever it takes, we're going to do it.
Okay. Thank you, Tricia. Anything else that you'd like to add before we let you go today?
Oh, my goodness. Just, you know, again, it's beautiful weather. It's spring. So our Adopt-A-Pot folks and the folks that tend to our tree well gardens are hard at work putting in those plants. So please take a minute to check those out. It just adds a bunch of color to the square. And we're very grateful for those folks who take care of that 3 seasons a year. They make sure that there's beautiful plants to look at downtown. And we couldn't do that without the support of our city staff, who comes along and waters for us, because that's a massive undertaking.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So, but again, just, you know, remember that there are, you know, wonderful, wonderful businesses. It's a 24/7 district, and it's a great place to be for food, entertainment, shopping, culture, you know, everything you're looking for in this community, you'll find it downtown.
Okay, thank you, Tricia.
Thank you, Jamie.
Major key alert, don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it. Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Be in the Know. In the studio now, we have Dawn Peters and Cameron Mosher from Keller Williams. And you ladies have this big Red Day thing coming up. What is Red Day?
Red Day is something that Keller Williams hosts every year. It's an annual event, and it's in honor of our founder, one of our founders, Mo Anderson, and it's in honor of her birthday. So every year, the second Thursday in May, the Keller Williams agencies internationally close for a day so that our agents and our staff can give back to their community where they live and work.
Okay, so what kinds of things are you going to be doing this year?
This year we're going to be partnering with the West Bloomington Revitalization Project and working on some landscape projects and some home improvement projects. So we have three projects specifically lined up. The WBRP is moving over to a new building, and we're going to help them landscape around that building. We're going to build some raised planters at their community garden, and we're also going to do two or three home improvement projects for some residents, fences, landscaping, painting, things like that.
Okay. How many Keller Williams offices are there in Bloomington Normal? Everyone's taking the day off?
So we just have one office here, but have over 90 associates. Everyone's taking the day off to participate, whether that's agents, office staff, even some of our vendors are joining us, partners that we work with, whether that be mortgage, home inspectors, title companies.
All hands on deck.
All hands on deck.
Okay. So if anyone wants to, like, help you, can they? Are you taking other volunteers that maybe don't work for Keller Williams?
I think we're set as far as individuals to actually complete our projects and tasks for that day.
Okay.
But we definitely want people to get involved in whatever way they can. Most specifically, we're looking for donations. We've set ourselves a lofty donation goal. We'd love to reach $5,000. So if you want to find more information about donating and what we're going to be doing as far as those tasks go, you can log on to our Facebook page. And that's KW Bloomington Red Day. And you can check out everything there and how to donate to our Red Day program.
So where is this donation money going?
The donations will go towards completing our projects. So it'll be used for materials to create those projects. So fencing, lumber to create the raised planters, plants and flowers to landscape the area and the gardens.
Soil and compost.
Right. Soil and dirt. We're going to need a lot of that.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, anything else that you kids want to add?
Just that giving where you live is an essential component of Red Day, and it just makes sense for us as realtors and trying to work to be more than a realtor to help our own community and where we live, which is also an essential part of the WBRP mission, is giving back to where they live and helping provide, you know, better vision and better community for the residents here.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in.
Great, thank you.
Absolutely, thank you.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Be in the Know, and we have Dr. Erica Eigenrode. She goes by Dr. Erica from the Green Haven Animal Clinic. Hi, Dr. Erica. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. You have, like, the best job in the world. You get to, like, play with animals all day.
It is, like, the best job in the world. Yes, it's awesome.
So tell us a little bit about Green Haven Animal Clinic. Where are you? What do you guys do there?
Yeah, so I work for Green Haven Animal Clinic, and we are located on 136 in San Jose, Illinois, kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Which is spelled S-A-N-J-O-S-E.
Yes, like San Jose.
It's weird.
It's very German. San Jose is right. How they pronounce it. And we are a veterinary hospital, so we actually do mixed practice. So we pretty much see everything: cats, dogs, cows, pigs, horses, sheep, goats. Sometimes your occasional snake, lizard, you know, things like that.
Right.
So, yeah, it's really fun. We have a really fun job.
Oh, good, good. Okay, so you have a big event coming up, the Bark for Life. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. So we have Bark for Life coming up, and we're actually holding that at Kickapoo Creek Park in Lincoln.
Beautiful park.
Yes, beautiful. In conjunction with our two other clinics, Best Friends Animal Hospital and Prairie Haven Animal Hospital.
Okay.
And it is to benefit the local humane societies and shelters in the area.
Okay.
So we have Pets Without Parents in Mason County, TAPS in Tazewell County, Logan County Humane Society, and then the Sangamon County Humane Society as well.
Okay.
And so all the money will go towards that.
Okay. Are you looking for volunteers for this event?
We don't need volunteers. We have quite a bit of the staff that's going to be volunteering. Okay, so we'd really just like you to come out and hang out and enjoy the park with us. And we do have some family fun activities going on. So we have a petting zoo that'll be there.
Ooh, fun.
They're really fun. I love the petting zoo. The park actually has a path that you can walk in and kind of walk around in the trees, and it's really pretty this time of year. There's a playground for kids. We will have balloon animals. And then I heard that we were going to have a dunk tank that
that's fun.
The doctors are, some of the doctors are signing up for. How about that? So you can come out and enjoy it. The other thing that we're having is a raffle. One of the local ladies in the area has a hot air balloon, and so we'll be selling raffle tickets for a hot air balloon ride.
Oh, yeah. Lincoln has that big festival.
We do, yeah. And so there's a lot of people in the area that kind of have hot air balloons. So
that's good. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. I got a hot air balloon. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really common to see them on the weekends.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this event sounds like a whole lot of fun. I know you can find all the information about it on Facebook. Just look for events. There's an event. I'm assuming you have a website.
We do. So it's greenhavenanimalclinic.com. And then you can also find us on Facebook at Green Haven Animal Clinic as well. And all the information is on the website and Facebook.
Okay, fantastic. So you see on Facebook all the time, like, oh, animals, this dog needs a home. Like, it seems to be a serious problem.
Yes. So there are quite a few animals that need homes, and the shelters are always in need of resources for those animals since they're caring for them. And so there will be adoptable pets there as well. So you can kind of see some of those dogs and cats. And a lot of them, they're happy and friendly and just want somebody to love them.
And they're so cute.
They are. They're adorable.
Yeah. How can you just not like go there and like adopt all of them?
It is really hard. So some of our technicians take their kids there and kind of visit with the animals and kind of play with them and give them some activity time. So.
Right. Yeah. So I know like all the shelters around here, they're always like in desperate need of like volunteers, of blankets, food, towels. I mean, you know, just whatever dogs and cats and animals need. Can you drop off donations of anything?
Yeah. Like? If you wanted to donate. So they're always in need of like paper towels. Sometimes food, monetary donations are really good just so they can get whatever they need. And you can drop those off at any of our clinics. So the one Green Haven Animal Clinic in San Jose, Best Friends in Lincoln, or Prairie Haven in Sherman.
Okay. Dr. Erica, anything else that we need to touch on while you're here?
Nothing that we need to touch on, but I really hope to see everybody out at the park. Hopefully it's a beautiful weekend. It's May 13th, 1 to 4, the second weekend in May, and we're really excited for this event.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Erica.
Thank you.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Be in the Know. We have some Firehouse Subs franchisees in, Holly Ladding and Jeff Ladding, here to talk about the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation and something local that they've done. So, hi, Holly and Jeff. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the foundation.
The foundation was founded by Chris and Robin Sorensen after Hurricane Katrina, and it was started to be able to give back to our first responders, just because there's always that need for equipment, training, those types of things, and that was their huge goal, to be able to give back.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. So you're giving back to Randolph Township, the Fire Protection District. Tell us what you're doing for them.
They received a thermal imaging camera. The one that they had was over 25 years old, not working very well. And they had come in, and I was talking to them about the grant that is available. And Dennis filled it out. And the rest is history from there.
And we can kind of all relate to needing fire equipment in our town or township or what have you.
Yeah, so basically how it works is we pay a royalty into the for being a franchise owner, just like every franchise across the country. We pay a 6% royalty, but 1% of that goes back into the Public Safety Foundation.
Okay.
And which works out really well, and that's what we love about the brand, is right. giving back to the community.
Definitely. And so you guys are having like a ceremony today. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we're going to have the Randolph Township people there. We will be there. And more than anything, we just want to show the public the equipment and how valuable it is doing the roundup, buying the pickle buckets, what they can do to help us to get more money back into communities.
Okay, can you describe this pickle bucket thing?
We get a 5-gallon pickle bucket.
So your pickles come in. Yeah, it's literally a pickle bucket.
It's a full,
okay.
full pickle bucket.
There's a slight scent when you get them, but okay. if you air it out, it does go away.
Okay, fantastic. So how often does the foundation give these awards to various causes?
Well, the grants are available online all the time for you to fill out the paperwork. And we can sit down and walk through any first responder, the grant process, and we'll work with them hand in hand. And then it goes to committee down in Jacksonville, Florida, where the corporate headquarters are, mm-hmm. And goes from there. And, you know, to date, they've given out over $25+ million.
Oh, wow.
Across the country in this foundation that they have. And $721,000 has been given just in Illinois alone. Hmm. And so it's a pretty good foundation.
Right. And, of course, Firehouse Subs. Founded by firemen, you always hear that. So you guys kind of have a special place in your heart for
absolutely
for firemen and
first responders,
right?
And they also give back to the military, also.
Oh, okay.
Some charities on that, and so it works out well. They also give back to people that want to become firemen.
Oh, okay, like a scholarship kind of thing.
Scholarship and grants and things upon that nature that for them to go out and get the training that they need to be done.
Nice. Okay. Well, Holly, do you have anything else that you would like to add while you're here?
Come by the store and buy a sub, please.
Okay. Yes, help out firemen while you're doing
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I just want to talk about the Roundup program. Most people don't understand the Roundup program is when you come in and you order your sandwich and say your sandwich is $9.52, we ask you to round up. You don't have to. You're not obligated to. But we'll round up to the nearest dollar. So just make it even 10. And that 42 or 48 cents goes directly to the foundation itself. So that always helps to add and bring in more money for mm-hmm. the foundation so that we can give back to the community.
Right. And it all adds up. I mean, even if it is just a couple cents, if a lot of people are doing that.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you get a chance, stop in the store. There's a painting in our store that's specific to the town itself. It's of the Eddy Building.
You've
never been in there.
Yeah.
And there's one guy that paints all these, and every firehouse across the country has a different painting.
Oh, neat. Okay.
So it's specifically tailored to the community itself.
Okay.
So we got together with both the fire chiefs of Bloomington and Normal and found a fire that they fought together, and that was the Eddy Building, and the guy painted the fire trucks in front of there. It's a pretty neat deal. And it's a great atmosphere in there.
Right, right. So if anyone wants information about the foundation, is there a Facebook website? How do we get a hold of that information?
You can go online to firehousesubs.com, and you can get information there. If there's anybody out there that is looking for a grant, go online, go to First Responders. You will be able to get all the information there on the grant programming. Also, too, feel free, stop in the store, ask to speak to me. I can walk you through it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sharing has never been easier. But what if we could actually do more than just collect likes? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. Capture what you love and pass it on at wearestrongerthanms.org.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger near you. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Be in the Know with us, Susan Dobson from Bent Elementary, a fourth grade teacher. And you're here to talk about the Pantene Beautiful Lengths program. So, Susan, tell us about this program.
Well, Pantene Beautiful Lengths works with some wig manufacturers, and they take donated hair, at least 8 inches of donated hair, and they make wigs for children and women, any cancer patients that would need a wig due to hair loss from chemotherapy.
Okay, and what is your history with this program? Why do you kind of undertake this at your school?
Yeah, it's definitely personal. January 14, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I had gone through surgery and radiation and chemotherapy, and kept it very quiet from my students. I didn't want to scare them.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I had come back to school that fall, and I didn't have any hair, but I wore my wig, and we ended up, after kind of, it was starting to grow in, and at the time I thought it was so long, it was probably a quarter of an inch long, and I decided to take the wig off one day in January and show them what I had been going through, mm-hmm. and what I thought would have happened was the opposite. They were so compassionate and so wonderful and so caring, and it turned out to be such a positive experience.
Oh, wow.
And just, I think about 2 months later, one of my students came in and she had cut 13 inches and she just stood there smiling at me. And I looked at her, I said, I love your hair. And she said, I donated it for you.
Aww.
And so once
that's like making me tear up.
I know. Oh. Once that happened, I just kept thinking in my head, what can I do? What can I do? I'm in a position where I might be able to pay it forward. Mm-hmm. And so the year after in 2016, I decided to do a hair donation event at school. Paul Mitchell, the school, volunteers their time. They do all the haircuts. And we just had kind of a really nice afternoon. We, at the first year, I think we had about 15 students. This year, I think we're about 22, 23.
Oh, wow.
And I have several students that'll just walk up with baggies of hair for me saying, I couldn't wait, but here's my baggie. So I think I've got 4 or 5 bags of hair just sitting on my bulletin board.
Aww,
right now.
That's so sweet. So when is the event at your school this year?
So we're doing it on Tuesday, May 2nd, and it's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay.
So the girls, I've just been talking to some of the girls. They're very excited about their new summer haircuts and getting some inches cut off, but right. Also helping people.
So if you have enough hair to donate, can you take part in that day? Can you stop by? And
you know, I would love if you are thinking about it. Last year we had a couple people that said, you know, I had heard about it. Email me at dobsons@district87.org, and I would love to, you know, give you directions and tell mm-hmm. you what you can do to make that happen.
Okay, so as long as you're at Bent Elementary, you're going to try to do this every single year?
Oh, that's what I said. It's unless they kick me out, I'm going to keep doing it. And, you know, it's neat because some of our students don't have maybe the financial means to make a difference, and they don't feel like they can do anything to pay it forward. And this is something that costs nothing, and it gives them such a sense of being able to help and help someone who's less fortunate than them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's a great lesson for them, but it's doing a great cause as well.
Right. Okay. So. Well, Susan, anything else that you'd like to add while you're here?
I just incredibly proud of the students that are doing it, and I am very excited for Tuesday. Definitely be putting some pictures up on the website on Bent School's website.
Okay, fantastic. And can we look on Facebook to find pictures or anything? Or
you know, I'm going to send some to the 87. If you're connected via Facebook with District 87, I was going to send some to them.
Oh, okay, great.
So hopefully they'll be posting those as well.
Okay, great. Well, Susan, thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
I want to thank all of our guests for coming into this weekend's Be in the Know. The Illinois Symphony Orchestra has received McLean County Arts Center grant funding to offer free tickets to students ages 6 to 18 in McLean County to their fantastic finale. That show's going to be Friday, May 5th at 7:30 at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets for this promotion can be purchased through the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts ticket office. That phone number, 309-434-2777. Use the discount code ISOKIDS. Tickets can also be purchased the night of the concert. This Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Advocate Broman Medical Center will offer an adult mental health first aid course. at the hospital. The course fee is $10 and registration is required. And on Wednesday at the hospital, they'll have a healthcare provider CPR class. It's from 6 until 8:30 at the Advocate Broman Health and Fitness Center. The Black and White Night for Sight coming up this Thursday, May 4th from 6 until 9. The proceeds benefit the Dr. John E. Randolph Memorial Fund, which provides financial assistance to corneal transplant patients who would otherwise be unable to afford the procedure. For more information, go to eversightvision.org. This has been Be in the Know. Tune in next Sunday. I'm Jamie London, your host. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend.